40 Days Pondering Heaven, Day 14. What will we look like in heaven? 1 Corinthians 15:53 says, "The perishable must put on the imperishable." Hi, this is Jim Brown. Most people who study the Bible's teaching on heaven believe that we will have a body in heaven, as opposed to being just some disembodied spirit floating around, and that that body, the new body in heaven, will be the resurrected, healthy version of the body we now have. Our bodies will be heavenly, it says in 1 Corinthians 15:40. It'll be imperishable, says in verse 53 we read today. It'll be glorified in verse 43. It'll be spiritual in verse 44. It'll be immortal in verse 53 as well, and bearing Christ's image in verse 49. So we'll be similar to the bodies we have now, but much will change, and they'll be much, much better. 1 Corinthians 15:43 says, "It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power." Unquote. You see, dishonor refers to the fact that our bodies can be damaged. How's yours, by the way? They can decay and eventually die. Theologians would say this is because they all bear the mark of sin from Genesis chapter 3. Sometimes they are damaged by our own sin, sometimes by the sins of others, but all grow old and eventually pass away. This falling apart is the direct result of mankind's mark of sin, which we have been inheriting since the Garden of Eden. I know that seems like a stretch, but it's true. But God is able to raise up all his children to eternal life and give them, you and me, complete whole bodies without damage or the ravages of time. So, although the Bible does not tell us exactly what we'll look like, given all that I've talked about so far, we can make some theologically educated guesses. Let me ask, when did you look your very best in your life? If you're young, you may not have reached that point yet. However, if you're over 30, you can probably think of a time when you looked, well, better. Heaven will fix all that up for you. My prayer, Lord, thank you for the promises of heaven. I'm looking forward to becoming the one you want me to be. Amen.